Yesterday, at the celebration of our Lord's Last Supper, we pondered the deeper questions to life. Why do I exist? What happens to me after I die? And to get at the heart of these questions, we must turn to all that is to be found inside the Bible, God's Word. And we have to understand two things. We have to understand where the center of the Old Testament lies and where the center of the New Testament lies. The center of the Old Testament is the Exodus event, the time when God's chosen people, Israel, were rescued from the clutches of Egypt by means of 10 plagues unleashed by the Almighty. God's salvific rescue mission serves to organize the Old Testament in such a way that all the stories lead up to that event and flow out from it all the way through to the end of the Old Testament. And if we wanted to sum up the very meaning of the Exodus event in one word, the one word we would choose is covenant. Everything is all about this covenant. And let's just step inside the details of what I'm talking about for a moment. If there was Exodus, it's because there was a sacrifice. How did they get out of Egypt? Oh yeah, they got out of Egypt because a lamb was sacrificed. Blood was painted upon the doorposts of every family's home so that when the angel of death came by, they were kept safe from that. That's called sacrifice. It was the sacrifice of the lamb that sealed the covenant. In other words, blood had to be shed there. So let's connect all of this with our experience today. Yesterday was Holy Thursday. It's the beginning of the Triduum. And our very first reading was all about the Exodus and the sacrifice, the slaughtering of the lamb. That's where the Triduum begins. The Triduum begins with the center of the Exodus event itself. And now, what has just unfolded before our very eyes is God's only begotten Son, Jesus, forging a new and an eternal covenant in his own blood of sacrifice. Now, on one hand, we're sitting here staring at the cross with what's just happened, wondering, how in the world did things get so bad? But on the other hand, last night, during the course of his Last Supper, our Lord very clearly, explicitly revealed in great detail what was going to happen to him today. And not only did he do that, but he did it within the context of a sacred meal. And he issued a command to those that were present with him that night. So follow me with this, because the liturgy teaches us that we must connect Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and that which is to come following our Lord's descent now into the belly of the earth, into hell, the glory of the resurrection will erupt upon the world stage. And all of that is one movement in time for God. So during his Last Supper last night, our Lord picked up bread and wine, and he gave them a very precise meaning. The meaning of his death. And he used exact language. This is the chalice of my blood. A new covenant. My blood shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Now, the apostles last night had no idea that the Lord was about to die. But what we saw is that Jesus was already giving us this crucial piece of understanding, his death, even before it began to get underway. And we are not to underestimate this. His death is not easy to understand. As an event in and of itself, it seems like absolutely the end of everything. So what's he doing last night? He's given us the sign before it happens. And among the things he's saying, as he said before, no one takes my life from me. No one. I have the power to lay it down and to take it up again. And this is a command that I have received from the Father. Here, our Lord, he is in his hour. He is sovereign. Calvary began last night with the sign of his Last Supper. And all the detailed knowledge concerning this up and coming event of his sacrifice, even before it happens, that shows us, it reveals to us that this man is God. Because this man, Jesus Christ, he knew exactly what he was doing last night. And he went on to tell us in great detail what was going to happen today before it even started to get underway. Who can do that on any given day? And never mind with clarity, with detail, with meaning, taking all the words of the entire Old Testament, reaching for the very heart of it itself, the Exodus, Passover, covenant, and he recapitulates it into his own person and gives it an entire different meaning. Only God can pull off something of this magnitude. And he does. And all the while, as this is happening, the disciples last night are standing there like 12 deer in the headlights, completely unable to grasp what he's saying. That this is for you. My death will be life for you. My death will accomplish the forgiveness of sins for you. My death creates a new covenant forever. And all of this I choose to do out of love for you. Long before this hour, this day, Jesus let himself be given over to death. But without that teaching, without last night's sign, his death of today looks like a failed, deluded Messiah. And that's what it looked like to everybody. And that's what it continues to look like to everyone who fails to connect these three sacred days in one singular moment event. A good number of years ago, there were 9 children who were competing in the Special Olympics. They're lined up for the 100-yard dash. Gun went off. They started on their way. And a few yards into the race, man, one of them kind of stumbles, falls to the ground, starts crying. Well, that cry stops all the other 8 kids. They look back, they turn around, and they walk back to the one that had fallen. They help him up, and a young girl with Down syndrome gives him a little kiss, brushes him off. And then they decided that they were going to help him up, and then they all walk together across the finish line. An entire audience, everybody rose up to their feet clapping. There wasn't just one winner that day. There were 9. Yesterday, I touched upon this journey of life as one that takes in the past, the present, and a hope for a future to come. And we watched as a little caterpillar sought to find the answers to life's deeper meaning. We contemplated how true change for us happens when we spend time inside this cocoon of transformation. Today, we see Christ dead on the cross, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Choosing to allow himself to be stopped in his tracks. Choosing to come back towards us who have fallen into sin. We who soon will fall into death. With his having breathed his last breath but just moments ago, we're left standing here staring at the shell of his earthly cocoon nailed to a cross. And if you look close enough, you'll see for yourself the following inscriptions etched upon the body of his shell. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. At the foot of the cross, all of creation is made new. Love one another as I have loved you.